AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Marco Rubio doesn't want Donald Trump to win the Ohio Republican presidential primary, and his campaign is telling people in that state to vote for John Kasich.
Clearly, John Kasich has a better chance of winning Ohio than I do, and if a voter in Ohio concludes that voting for John Kasich gives us the best chance to stop Donald Trump there, I anticipate that's what they'll do.
A spokesman for John Kasich says they are going to win Ohio without Rubio's help, just as Rubio, they say, is going to lose in Florida without their help. Former candidate Ben Carson today endorsed Donald Trump, who says it's time for GOP leadership to unite.
We should embrace it. The Republican Party should grab this, and we will have a victory like the Republican Party has never had before.
Ted Cruz says he was happy the latest GOP debate last night in Miami was more civil than previous ones. Robert Thompson with the Center for Television and Popular Culture at Syracuse University says civility is a word that hasn't been used often in this context.
Maybe the fact that the story is people behaved like good little boys up on the debate stage, it may tell us an awful lot about what this campaign has been like so far.
It's raining again today in northern Louisiana. Several hundred people are trapped in their homes. High water rescues are going on in southeast Louisiana. As much as 12 inches of rain fell in that area overnight. Counterterrorism investigators say they're beginning to look through thousands of files that surfaced this week containing the names of potential Islamic State fighters, names of personal references, and telephone numbers. In Simi Valley, California, people are arriving for today's private funeral for former First Lady Nancy Reagan. The Cleveland Browns have released troubled quarterback Johnny Manziel. On Wall Street, higher oil prices have stocks higher. The Dow is up 195 points. This is AP Radio News. A teenager from South Africa who was vacationing in Mozambique around Christmas says he found part of a wing from missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The AP's Lindsay Chutel reports Liam Lauder's family thought at first it was junk.
When an American explorer found a piece of plane about 300 kilometers away from where Liam was in Mozambique, then his mom contacted Australian authorities and they confirmed that it looks like a piece of a Boeing 777.
The family didn't think much of the discovery, and Lauder's mother later contacted Australian authorities. Guinness World Records says the oldest man in the world is 112-year-old Israel Kristal from Israel. He has lived through both world wars and survived the Auschwitz Nazi concentration camp. Kristal says he doesn't know the secret to a long life. Everything he says is determined from above, and we shall never know the reasons why. The oldest living woman is 115-year-old American Susanna Jones. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.